The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Everybody, Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray is engineering and producing the show on the other side of the glass, and together we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, February 13th, 2018, coming to you from Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. We've got our worldwide live listening. That means if you're around a computer anywhere in the world, you can plug in buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear the program wherever you are. Our live line number is 790-2040 if you'd like to join us. We begin today with our interview series presented by Pima Community College. This series introduces our listeners to the very talented and dedicated educators who call Pima's six community campuses home, and today we welcome Jewel Madu. Jewel is the new academic director of hospitality at Pima Community College. Jewel, how are you? And happy birthday to you.
Why, thank you. I'm so wonderful, Bill. Thank you. This is a great way to spend my birthday.
Well, it's an opportunity, certainly, to introduce our listeners to a program that has been kind of flying under the radar screen, and one of your goals is to bring a greater visibility to the hospitality program. Kind of give us the overview. What do you have? What are your resources over there?
So thank you again for welcoming me, Bill. So as he said, I'm the academic director of hospitality. So we have, what that means is we have a program for hotel, restaurant management, and culinary arts. It's all encompassed in one. So what that means for the community is if there are students who want to focus solely on culinary arts, they can do so, and it's still considered hospitality. Or you may have a student that says, I want to do hotel management. They can focus on the hotel and restaurant side, or they may want to go directly into restaurant management. They can focus on that. Then you have those students who say, I want a much more rounded opportunity, and they want to do hotel, restaurant, and culinary. So, for example, those people who work at your resort locations, they can go and do banquet management, or they can work in the kitchen and be the food and beverage manager, or they can be the culinary manager there, or they can go and be a front office manager. There's so many different options within hospitality just here in Tucson alone.
Well, Tucson's certainly one of the pillars of our economic development is the tourism industry. There are jobs available for these young people after they graduate, right?
Absolutely. There are jobs all over. So I've been here since December of 2017. Mm-hmm. And so that's only about 2 months. And I've been out every day in the community working with everyone from our hotels, our restaurants. There are jobs available. For example, I mentioned to you, I met with Carlota Flores and family. Mm-hmm. And she is
the El Charo group.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She's the owner of El Charo. Mm-hmm. She's the owner of Charo Steak Pub 1922. And she is specifically looking for people to intern and for people that are looking for jobs. Or if they want to go into the hotel side, JW Marriott Star Pass, our El Conquistador Hilton, our Westin La Palomas, all of these places are looking for amazing graduates that have gone in through our program, whether with a certificate or with a degree. One of the other great things, Bill, is that we are now the only school in Tucson to offer a full hospitality program. We lost the Art Institute of Tucson at the end of December, which means that we're now the major player in Tucson. So if someone wants to go to school and learn more about culinary arts, hotel and restaurant, travel and tourism, events and sales, all of these things are hospitality, and we are the major player in the city for that.
How about interfacing with the community? I know at the Desert Vista campus for Pima. The lunchroom is basically open to the public, and I've had some friends who've gone there, and they can't believe what a great meal they had at lunch at a very reasonable price.
Yes. So we do have a, we serve lunch at our Desert Vista location, campus location, Monday through Thursday from 11:30 to about 1:30. And the students in our CTD culinary class, they prepare that lunch every day. It is fresh. It is what they do. And then one of the great things is next Tuesday, February 20th, we have a celebrity chef coming in, Chef Razia Sabor. She cooks for everyone. She's from Atlanta. She has worked with Tyler Perry Studios, Stevie Wonder, Oprah. She's worked with Steve Harvey, Queen Latifah, Gabrielle Union, David Tutera, you name it, she's worked with them. So she'll be coming in next Tuesday to prepare lunch with that CTD class, and we're going to serve lunch to the campus and the community. So everyone is welcomed. Everyone come. We'll have a DJ. We'll have food.
Very
we'll
cool.
have fun. And it's just something, just a way to showcase their skills. They're proud. They work extremely hard. These students are amazing. And now here is a platform for them to be able to say, look at what we can do and what we have to offer.
We're speaking with Jewel Madu. Jewel is the new director, academic director of hospitality at Pima Community College. And Jewel's been in the business for a number of years. She was with Hyatt. She was with she was with Hilton, and she was with Marriott. She's been in the food industry as well. The industry changes probably as fast as any business in the country. The trends are constantly changing.
Yes, they are. And so one of the things that we were talking about earlier is having to be able to adapt to those changes. So again, I came here just a couple of months ago, and one of the major things that I've been working with my own staff on is saying, listen, what we did 12 years ago is not what's happening now. What we did 10 years ago or 5 years ago, our trends change all the time. One of the major trends that are changing right now is knowing how to cater to and work with millennials. You know, they're coming.
What do they want? What does the millennial traveler want?
They're looking for, that's a loaded question. But millennials they're spoiled, if you will, which is not necessarily a bad thing. They want quick, they want easy, they want something they can grab and go. They want sleek and modern, clean cut. They don't want all of the clutter and all of the big flashy that we're used to. So
that's kind of been the trend now with a lot of the hotel chains. You're seeing a more modernistic kind of room, a very, as you say, kind of a clean cut looking room.
They want much
not
less
a lot of fluff
clutter.
Around.
Absolutely. For example, one of our newest hotels that has just opened, the AC Hotels.
Right.
Grant handles that hotel. He's the GM down there,
in downtown Tucson.
And their rooms are amazing. It is a Marriott property. The rooms are sleek. They're very clean. They're very minimalistic in terms of decorations and decor, and people love that. No matter what age group that is the way that travelers want to travel now. That's what they want to see when they're going into these hotels. So there's a lot of different things that are changing. And so one of the things that we've done at Pima in our hospitality program is we're changing with the trends and with the times as well, so that we can cater to our community.
And you want the high school kids to know this program exists. The people
Exactly.
here in town need to know this is an opportunity, and this is a career path if they choose.
Absolutely. So we actually have a JTED program. We have a number of schools that have dual enrollment, and there are a number of schools that have dual enrollment with the culinary arts specifically. And so I try to make it a point for us to visit these schools, get to know the students, and let them see us. Let them feel us, touch us, ask questions. We have Marana High School, Santa Rita High School, Oro Valley. We've got Ironwood. So many schools, I can't name them all, but they have amazing young people who just need a little bit of guidance. And they just need to know, hey, if you like to eat, if you like to travel, if you like to serve, if you like to plan events, All of that is hospitality. And there are jobs and opportunities, whether you go into a job or whether you create your own business. There is a niche for it here in Tucson.
And you really, and that is one of your goals, I know, Jewel, is to increase the visibility of hospitality mm-hmm. at Pima Community College. So a student can, within 2 years or so, they can be in the business. Is that how it's going to work?
Absolutely. Okay. Actually, okay. What we have is within okay. a year, okay. a student can be in the industry.
Okay.
And a year meaning if they want to just come in and do a certificate. So
right.
we have a fundamental certificate, an mm-hmm. advanced certificate, or they can do the entire associate's degree, which is 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
They can do that, and 2 years max, they're into the industry, whether it's with an internship.
Yeah, I was wondering, do some internships.
We do. So yeah. we've actually, one of the people we specifically partner with now is Marriott International.
Very
Marriott
good.
International typically only takes interns and voyage leadership members, which are a management training program. They typically only take students that are obtaining their bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. However, we've been able to get them to accept our culinary arts students. We have one student, Aaron Ruiz, who didn't think he could do it. Mm-hmm. And he came to me and he said, "Miss Jewel, do you think I can get into the Voyage Leadership Program with Marriott?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "No, I don't think you can do it. I know you can and you will." And he's now been invited to the final interview, all expenses paid, in San Diego in March.
Very cool.
And that will give him an opportunity to go into a management position right out of college.
What would be the best starting place? Go to the pima.edu website?
Uh-huh. You can go to the
more,
you can go to the pima.edu website, or you can literally just call us.
Mm-hmm.
I am based at the Desert Vista campus.
Okay.
Again, Jewel Madu, and they can call me directly, or Mario. Mario Diaz de Sandy. He is my program coordinator.
So if you just even call the Desert Vista uh-huh. campus and just say, I want more information about hospitality, mm-hmm.
They'll
get
to one of the two of us. Absolutely.
Well, good luck to
you. Or they can just show up.
There you go. So again, that's Tuesday for the celebrity chef at the Desert Vista
uh-huh.
campus.
Starting at 11:30.
11:30 to about 1:30. Jewel Madu, good luck to you.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Sounds like you really have hit the ground running here.
No,
you've been
I hit
working
the ground
pretty
sprinting.
Much 20 24/7, I know,
yeah.
and you're a real asset to our community, and
Thank
welcome
you.
To it. And again, happy birthday to
Thank
you,
you so
Jewel.
Much.
Thanks a lot. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday, TUSD Superintendent Gabriel Trujillo. He'll join us for an update on the area's largest school district. Then we talk cybersecurity with attorney Kathy Winger. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI, with our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman. How are you, Shelley?
I'm doing well today, Bill. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. A week ago, it was a different picture here on the Shelley Show.
I'm losing track of the days, which were up, which were down.
Right.
What's clear is the return of volatility, that the expectation of higher interest rates and some inflation creeping into the economy is resulting in what is a more normal market? Now, we're seeing very big swings, and I don't think that's going to continue. But seeing volatility is something I think we're all going to have to kind of buckle up and get used to.
But you think the dramatic 500-point days may be behind us?
No. Oh, I think we're going to see 500-point days.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of the
1,000-point days. Yeah, I hope we don't see any of those, unless it were to be, of course, to the upside. And we did start out down today, but I think we turned the corner. I hope that
Yeah,
we
were up about 100 points, 80 or 90 points. I think the momentum at the end of the trading day yesterday was up, and I was hoping that that would continue this morning, but it didn't. So I actually thought we'd end up down, but it looks like the momentum is carrying things to the positive, at least as of right now.
When Wall Street sneezes, does the rest of the world get a cold?
Sometimes. Sometimes the rest of the world sneezes and we get a cold. Remember that this is still the world's largest economy. And when our economy moves in a certain direction, for instance, we see inflation pick up or we see balance of payments suffer or things that are fundamental to the economy, the rest of the world takes a look and they want to know what's going to happen to our interest rates, because so much of the safe haven for funds is in our treasury debt. And keep in mind, we're still running. In fact, we're running larger deficits now than we were a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So those get funded by people buying by other countries buying our debt. And when that happens, the other countries begin to have a stake in really monitoring what's happening in the U.S., number one, because we're a big customer of theirs and a big supplier as well. But number two, what happens to our interest rates and the stability of our economy is fundamental, really, to the stability of the world.
It is security a lot. I mean, they look to the United States as pretty much safe haven.
Exactly, and we want them to do that. In fact, one of the fears we have economically is that some other currency or some other large economy, namely China, or potentially the euro, could begin to replace us as the one stable place for the world to put its money.
Should investors rethink their particular allocation in light of what we have seen over the past 10 days to 2 weeks?
So let me rephrase your question.
Okay.
The short answer to your question is no. Not if they're doing it in light of what happened over the past 2 weeks. However, investors should be rethinking their allocations every minute of every day, always, because you always want to check to make sure that the things that have driven your investment decisions yesterday are still valid and should still be driving those investment decisions today and tomorrow. So no decision should be viewed as permanent. It should be delinked from what's happening in the market that moment. But you always have to take a look at what is your risk tolerance, what is your need for the money, what is your ability to live through or to bridge downward movements in the market? What is your ability and willingness to take money off the table when times are good? And when times are good in one area, for instance, in equities rather than in bonds, rebalancing becomes an important factor in keeping your thinking kind of straight, so that if we had markets up 30, 40, 50% over a 14, 15-month period of time, and the markets that were up were the equity markets. So if you thought you were balanced, say, 70-30, 30% bonds, 70 equities, then you take a look and you do the calculation, all of a sudden you're at 90-10, and you didn't do that. The markets did that for you.
Yeah.
So does that mean you should be rebalancing? That's something to discuss with your advisor. But like I say, if you're reacting to what the market's doing today, then it's not a good time to be thinking about redoing. If you're reacting overall to what your needs are and always updating those needs and those moods and those propensities you may have to need money, use money, take profits, take losses, etc., then you should be doing that all the time. Never feel that you can't call your advisor and have a chat. I don't care if you've got $50,000 invested or $50 million invested. Well, if you've got $50 million invested, you're going to get his or her attention real
That's
fast.
That's for sure.
But you know, don't think because you're not, you know, and there's ads on TV, you know it's $104,000. Well, you know, it's not a fortune. Yeah, it's a fortune to us. You know, that's a great script.
It is.
Because it says, for that couple, that's a fortune. And you shouldn't therefore think that you don't have the right to the full attention of the person who's managing that money for you.
If you're reacting today, it's market timing, though.
If you're reacting today, it's market timing.
It's market timing, and I know you're not a big fan of market timing.
I am not a big fan of market timing.
Well,
but, that's not to say you can't take advantage of some things.
No.
For instance, in a downward market, you might want to take some losses to offset some gains because capital gains taxes are always a function. So there are ways of managing a portfolio to the circumstances that are happening in the moment, but that's not market timing. That's something that you do because you have that in your program and you know you're going to do it.
bond market has behaved in a traditional or non-traditional way in this two-week downturn?
In a traditional way. The bond market has taken something of a hit as interest rates.
And that hasn't always been the past last year, as
oh,
I
no,
recall,
no.
Right?
We've had bond markets going up the same time that
right.
equities go up and
there's
and
been
vice
questions
versa,
about
versa.
That. I mean, but this is more of a traditional
right.
situation.
Well, so without getting
yeah,
too
we've
detailed
only got
into
about
the
a
weeds, when the equity markets are reacting to fundamentals in the economy, it tends to make the bonds and the equities move in the same direction. When equities are working rather as a leading indicator, then bonds work in the moment based upon, well, essentially what interest rates and inflation is doing, where equities might work a year or two into the future. So they become decoupled. But when they're both kind of working in sync, it really kind of means that equities look to be linked to the economy as it's happening today. And that's what I'm seeing today, Bill, is that not that the long-term prospects have changed, but short-term prospects have changed because of the tax changes and also because of interest rate and inflation. And so that brings the time frames right up close. And when equities are responding up close, then they're doing the same thing bonds do.
All right. Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Always a pleasure. You can get a hold of Shelley by going to buckmastershow.com. That's my website. And there's a link that conveniently puts you over to Shelley's website. And from there, give him a call. Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. An Indian food lover's paradise awaits at Indian Twist, located at the southwest corner of Swan and Camp Lowell, with a varied and extensive menu including vegetarian options and many dishes prepared in the tandoor oven. Indian Twist offers takeout and buffet lunch daily, with dinner served family style. The full bar features Indian beers on tap. Indian Twist, Swan and Camp Lowell, and IndianTwistAZ.com.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and once a month it is our pleasure to welcome Suzanne Miller. She is so knowledgeable in all these affairs of the scam. So she is our hostess for the Buckmaster Show Scam Alert. Suzanne is the Director of Communication and Consumer Affairs, and I think one of the finest Better Business Bureau affiliates in the United States. Suzanne, you and Pam Cram and the team there, you guys just really put service and customers first. I wanted to say that you really do a great job.
Wow, we love hearing that. Thank you, Bill.
Well, I want to talk about something that I know it's happened to me. Yep, somebody has, you know, I've clicked on something I shouldn't have, and all of a sudden I get this beep, beep, beep. You're basically hackers have kind of taken over your computer.
And right.
It's a big problem.
It's a huge problem. The tech support scam, there are so many ways that it's working now. I mean, they've got variations, and it was so big that our council headquarters actually did a huge study on it to really find out all of the different versions and how it's hitting us and who's being targeted. And really what it comes down to, it's not if you're going to get targeted, it's really when, because 2 out of 3 people experienced a tech support scam.
Oh, so I'm not alone. I shouldn't feel too bad.
Two out of three. In the previous 12 months. I mean, that's really crazy. So again, it's not about if, it's when.
And how does it work?
Well,
and they purport to be from Microsoft.
Some of them do. That's really the thing is, like, there's different versions. We want everyone to be aware of it. But first and foremost, you know, just in case you do fall prey, back up your computers. Mm-hmm. Just that's my biggest word of advice is back up your computers.
It's not that expensive to have a backup system.
No, right. It's really not. Not anymore. And it's just wise. Mm-hmm. I just have a little passport and put everything on there, and it's great, and it makes you have peace of mind. But one way is that your computer freezes, and then you get this error message telling you that your data, email, and passwords have been stolen and are being sent to hackers. Now that's going to grab everyone's attention,
right?
So the pop-up on the screen provides you then with this number that you can call for help. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, it's not saving grace that you think that it is. It's really the scammers at work, and they're working on your emotions, and that's how they get you.
So they call and they want what? They want money, right?
Well, there's different ways that they go about it, but absolutely, they want your information and they want your money. So one way is exactly what you said, Bill, Microsoft. They use the name. They use corporate names to really dupe consumers. And the reports We had 12,000 complaints worldwide every month. This is from Microsoft. That's what they're getting. And so one, there are several versions. One is they capture the victim's account information during this process. So they say, we can help you. Call this number. Pay this. Give us your credit card information. Then give us access to your computer and we'll go in and clean the issues.
Oh, boy.
Well, one is that little pop-up that's on your computer isn't real.
No.
There's nothing wrong with your computer. Mm-hmm. So you're being reactive. You're being emotional because it causes that. But you just want to just take a moment, think about it, and go, oh, you know what? I don't really think this is a scam. Unplug your computer.
Right.
You know, that's the immediate thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you really think that there's still potential there, take it to an IT service that you trust.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the biggest thing is that pop-up happens and then people think, oh, it's already taken my system down. No, it hasn't. What takes your system down is when you call the number and you give someone access to your computer and your financial information. And they're not just getting your financial information from the credit card. They're actually getting it from your computer because once you give them access to your computer, they have access to everything. And what they're doing is they're really telling you, this is one scan. This over $60,000 was lost in Green Valley in December from this scam.
Really? A local person lost that?
Locally.
Whoa.
What they do is they tell you, there's this pop-up screen. They're like, hey, we actually have a refund for you. Because you are paying this service, and we are giving you a great deal. We're actually not going to charge you that much. We have a refund. We just need to get back into your system again and update your account information. And you do that. They now have access to your computer, and they're moving money around in your financial account. So what happened is his checking account balance was increased because he took money from his savings and said, hey, you know what? Something weird just happened here. You were supposed to type in 500.
Oh, yeah.
You typed in 5,000. You now owe us 4,500. Well, they took 5,000 from his own savings account, put it in the checking account. He's only looking at the checking account. And this went over and over again. Well, we didn't receive your payment back. We didn't receive your payment back.
Oh, that's horrible.
Sent him to the bank. Sent him to Western Union. Sent him. He did it over and over again, 92 years old.
Oh, my goodness. That's horrible. 92-year-old
person. My heart.
Scammed. If you get these cold calls, too, it's not just half of these scams do put up some kind of a warning on your screen, but you can get these cold calls. I've gotten them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And these sound legit, don't
they?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got a problem with your computer. We can clear it up. Yeah.
And we're from Microsoft or another vendor that you recognize. And in this case, he recognized the name of the company. So somehow they got his information and knew that he had hired this IT company to help him in the past. So he thought it was legit, and it sounded legit. They were kind to him. They said, oh, you sound like my grandpa.
Oh.
They really worked the emotions.
Oh,
and, you know, hard for someone not to fall for that.
Mm. Are they using emails now, too?
Absolutely. So that's when it comes to phishing. So they'll fish for your information. As far as tech support scams, they'll say, you know, make sure that your computer is always up to date. We have some free software for you to download by going here. Never click on any link that you don't recognize. Hover your mouse over it. See where it's really going because you can see the address when you hover over it.
What are some things that you would recommend folks do? I guess contact the bank if you've been a victim of fraud, right?
Absolutely. That's your first step. And then, again, like I'd mentioned, taking your computer to a trusted local business to have it checked out just mm-hmm. for peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that you're always doing your software updates on your computer because that is keeping, like, your antivirus, your anti-malware, that's critical for you.
Some people don't do it when they say, we'd like to do it now because they say, they're in the middle of something. Take time.
Make
sure you do it, even if it might take 15 minutes, but it's important.
It's worth it, even if it takes an hour.
Right.
And it can run at night. Make sure that your software that you authorize, if you end up falling prey to this and you become a victim and that you know you gave someone access, make sure you remove that immediately as far as the access. If they haven't already frozen, you know, if your computer's frozen, you need to go to take it to a trusted local business IT center. And then we really want you to report this to the BBB Scam Tracker. That's really critical for us to know what's going on out there and how we can warn others. And you're really a hero when you do that because you're warning others. And your information is safe. It's not like we're sharing your name or your email or your address. You're just warning others with, you know, your experience.
And change the passwords regularly.
Absolutely. I love that you said that, Bill. That's really, really important. And when you report it to us, also make sure you report it to law enforcement, especially if there's a loss involved. Because like with Western Union right now, I don't know if you heard this, but there's a big lawsuit from FTC to Western Union.
Yeah, you mentioned that on your last visit.
Yeah, and they extended the deadline to May.
Yeah.
So people have more time to file a report if they lost money via Western Union.
That was a huge class action deal.
Huge. Yeah. I'm so happy that that happened. I mean, if more people, if you really want to read more about this tech scam study that BBB did, the address to go to is go.bbb.org/tech-scam-study.
All right.
And that is on our website.
Okay. Your next mixer, I believe, is at one of our fine sponsors, Vero Amore.
Yes. Yeah.
The best pizza in town, I'll tell you that. And I don't just say that because they've been a charter supporter of the show. I love their pizza.
It's so good.
The Neapolitan is my favorite. So
I love that you're a foodie as I am.
Oh, yeah. So what's going on? You're going to be over there when? Thursday?
Yes, next Thursday, and it's at the one on Swan.
Yep.
So we are really excited about that. We want everybody to come out and have a great time. There's no charge for that. And if you want to promote your business, bring a raffle prize, and you can actually, you know, raffle that off and get some promotion for your business.
Very cool. That's on Washington's birthday, February 22nd. next Thursday. I'm old school, Suzanne. You know that.
It.
I love celebrating Lincoln's birthday yesterday and then Washington's birthday the 22nd. All right. More information at bbb.org. It's pretty easy to remember. And once you're there, it's easy to navigate.
Yes.
Thank you, Suzanne.
So.
We'll see you next month.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
This is Paloma Santiago with San Miguel High School. How can you help underprivileged youth in our community? An education at San Miguel is their only opportunity to escape a life destined for failure. Our students take a full college prep class while working meaningful jobs, earning nearly 40% of their school tuition. San Miguel gives hope and opens doors to the future for young men and women. You can learn more at sanmiguelcristorey.org. That's San Miguel, CRISTOREY.org.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back. This portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, is just a three-hour drive from Tucson, and visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete listing of the many places to stay, and there are really some great places to eat as well in historic Silver City. Several dozen recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Additional support comes from our friends at Green Things, 3384 East River Road. Rita Conley is with us, a food writer. She just gave me a thumbs up. You like Green Things?
I love Green Things.
Yeah. 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Check out Green Things for all of your gardening needs. But more importantly, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and Jan and Jack, the owners, have all sorts of Valentine greenery for you to check out to get your sweetheart. They're on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Rita Conley with us, food writer here in town. She chronicles her food adventures in her blog, The Well-Fed Food Foodie blog.wordpress.com. How are you, Rita?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing very well. And hey, I'm excited about one of our new sponsors. I think it's the best bakery in town starting March 1st. Mona's Danish Bakery joins up with the Buckmaster Show. In fact, we've already got a link to Mona's on the Buckmaster Show website. And I'll be talking, I'm on during the noon hour, right? So
right.
Mona's does a nice lunch
with the bakery. So they got wonderful bakery goods.
We'll have to give it a try.
But that's
where
part
are they?
They're up at Swan and Sunrise. You know where the Ace Hardware is right there?
Right there. By Elsie's Knee and Basil's.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Anyway, Rita's new book is Historic Restaurants of Tucson. This is the follow-up to her successful book that came out in 2015, I believe, which was fun. We had you on talking about the lost restaurants of Tucson. But these are restaurants that aren't lost. They are still with us. Like, you know, when you think about historic restaurants, I think of the Arizona Inn. I think of places like El Charro.
El Charro's.
That's kind of El Charro being the, I guess.
They're the kickoff of the book. Yeah. They're the kickoff part, point. Because 1922 is kind of when they opened, and they're still around. I mean, it's amazing. They're still around. They're working on their 96th year, I believe.
Wow. So that's kind of the standard bearer of the historic restaurants. Give us a few of the other ones. El Corral.
El Corral. Yeah. Caruso's, of course.
Oh, yes.
I threw in Rincon Market. There's Minadito, Lucky Wishbone, Pat's. Mm-hmm. There's like high-end ones and low-end ones. Mama Luisa's, of course.
And the Wishbone. Let's not forget about Lucky Wishbone.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah. When I came out here as a young kid, 17-year-old kid from Chicago, to go to the University of Arizona in 1965, oh my goodness, the Wishbone was big deal here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not that it's not still a lot of, it has a very loyal following, but everybody said, oh, you got to go to Lucky Wishbone.
You got to go to Lucky Wishbone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's still very good. I don't think they've changed much in the way of the menus. They've added items, of course, but, it started out like, there was a gentleman who owned the Polar Bar, and he was talking to the people who work with them, and they just decided to open the Lucky Wishbone, and they went from there. Now I think there are 7 of them in town, and they're owned, basically run by the same family of sorts, I guess you could call it. But, they're kind of individually owned. But it's all the same food, so it's all very good.
Well, I know in the past you have judged all sorts of contests, eatery contests, wine, tequila, salsa, chocolate, pie competitions, and hot dogs, which leads me to Pat's.
Right.
Pat's Drive-In. So how do you like the dogs over at
Pat's? Well, there's nothing like them, is there?
They're like the gold standard.
They're the gold standard, yeah. Exactly. And the family that runs them, the original owner, Pat, sold the company to this young man who worked for him, Carlos Hernandez, his name was, and now his daughters are running it. So it's kind of, which is a pattern that sort of seems to be with a lot of the restaurants in town, where it's like, we're on second and third generation owners, second and third generation customers. So it's really kind of a neat, Tucson's real special that way, I think.
How about the Mexican restaurants? We mentioned El Charro, but there's that whole string of Mexican restaurants that have been around a long time.
Minadito. I did a section in the book about the 23 miles of Mexican food.
Uh-huh.
So there's the whole listing of there. A lot of them on 12th, South 12th. And, Tanya's has been around, Rosa's, Guillermo's. Just a whole set of them, that have been around for a very, very long time.
And, these restaurants have these signature dishes going back to El Charro. It's like families, the generations of people that go to these places, that they want their kind of famous signature piece, like would be the prime rib there at El Charro and the tamale pie.
Tamale pie at El Corral. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then out at, the carne seca at El Charro, the birria at Minadito. It's just, there's just certain things that people, that's why you go there,
What was your favorite, going back to your previous book, about some of the lost restaurants, was there one that you really liked that's gone?
Yeah, I still miss Mexico Inn. It was truly one of my favorite. Yeah, on Speedway, just east of Tucson Boulevard, on the south side of the street. The building's not there anymore.
Okay.
And I worked there for a while, and I guess that's why I loved it so much. But I still measure my enchilada sauce by the sauce that they made. And they had the world's best green corn tamales, mm-hmm. only during green tamale season. Mm-hmm. And they were the nicest people. When I moved out of town, my girlfriend and I had both worked there, they had us over for breakfast at their house. They
Are
treated us
kidding?
like family. You know,
wow.
they were, yeah.
You have an extensive list here of events coming up, concluding with the book festival.
Right.
You're going to be out there. The wonderful thing about the book festival, so many authors are going to be there.
Right. I want to go early so I can get to, you know, see some of them as well.
So you'll be at kind of the main signing area?
Right. The author's pavilion, I think it's called. And then
okay.
I think I have the time around 2-ish, but I believe earlier in the day I'll be there for a little bit. We're going to be doing like 15-minute talks with
yeah.
some of the authors,
yeah.
and I'm going to be one of them. And I think that's at 11:30.
And that's Sunday, March
Sunday,
11th.
Right.
So I'm kind of
right.
working backwards here.
Right.
The upcoming event, you've got something over at speaking of El Charro.
Right.
You're going to be downtown at noon this Sunday.
The 18th, February 18th at mm-hmm. noon, hopefully on the patio if it's not too hot or too
very
windy.
Very nice, very nice.
And Carlotta's going to have us some little snacks, I believe.
Okay.
And I'll be there signing books, selling books, talking about the book. I hope everybody comes. It's kind of a launch party, the way
okay.
we looked at it. You know,
well, I'm going to quickly run through a few of these others. Saturday, the 24th, at Mostly Books,
yep.
1 to 3 in the afternoon on Speedway. That's one of our few locally owned bookstores
right.
left
yep.
in town. Another one that's locally owned still is Antigone Books. You're going to be there on March 9th.
The Friday before the book festival.
Are you at Trail Dust Town as well?
I am. Trail Dust Town, it was really neat. They had a great story Trail Dust Town had because it's Pinnacle Peak.
Yes.
And they had some beautiful, if you look at the book, they also own El Corral.
Mm-hmm.
So they have some beautiful menus that they loaned me that I got to look at and copy and put mm-hmm. put pictures of in the book. Yeah, and that's going to be, I think, 5 to 7, I believe.
Let's see. Trail Dust Town, 5 to 7 on March 2nd.
Right.
So you're going to be all over the place.
All over the place.
And Rita Conley, Historic Restaurants of Tucson. She'll be out all over the place talking about this book and signing copies. A lot of fun talking about the restaurants still with us that have really been around since the 1920s, some of them.
Right, exactly.
Rita, always a pleasure.
Thank
and we'll
you
look
so
for
much
your
for
work.
Having me.
We will
try
look
and
for
make
your
it out
work.
On Sunday.
All right, the blog, the Well-Fed Foodie blog, all spelled out at wordpress.com. Good to see you. Thanks.
Good to see you, too. Take care. Thank you.
All right, coming up this afternoon, Mike Check with Mike Shaw. He's getting his voice back slowly, right, Ray Allen? Okay. Tomorrow morning, 6 to 9, Wake Up Tucson. Me, Bill Buckmaster, with Gabriel Trujillo, TUSD Superintendent. Have a great afternoon and evening.